Before starting, bevor ich anfange, I would like to affectionately greet three more guests who have come from Zagreb. Vor dem Anfang möchte ich noch einmal die Möglichkeit ergreifen, drei Gäste, die von Zagreb gekommen sind und zu uns gestoßen sind, zu begrüßen. Besem, Enissa und Hades. Let us please greet them. Go, Bemanandi, Hadi Adibo! Adibo! Dobro došli! Adibo! Let us see, because now, Lila Purushottam, there are more devotees who listen to the translation. Is that good enough if you...
I can speak just a bit louder.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking that maybe for this session it's better, Lila Purushottam, if you come here and we go bit by bit, because it's pranayama, and if, let me just see. No, I think you can do it like this. Welcome to the afternoon session where we will learn something about the power of the breathing, pranayama. During this japa retreat, we try to experience different ancient techniques to go deeper into our practice. And as we have all experienced already, the breathing plays a very significant part in pacifying the mind. I personally know that many forms of restlessness in the mind can be overcome just by a good breathing practice. Today I would just like to go with you through five powerful exercises. Hare Krishna! You have a shirt saying Shante, s'il vous plaît. Yes. Five powerful breathing exercises which will help you to experience a peaceful mind. Now, let me see, Basim, can you hear the translation? Yes? Dobro? Dobro. Good. I need to first inform you that if you want to experience the power of breathing, you must remember that the mental orientation, the sankalpa, that what you fix in the mind will give all the benefit. It's really with that. So I want to request you to sit properly like you have learned so far. We will do the Bhastrika Pranayam. It's a the mental orientation is divine energy fills my body and mind. Okay? This is what you are supposed to think. Divine energy fills my body and mind. And you will start this pranayama in a slow way. Please put your hands in the Jnana Mudra, open them, and put them on the knees, and like this, and you have to breathe in through both nostrils quite forcefully until your lungs are full and the diaphragm is stretched. Just through the lungs, huh? And then you have to breathe out forcefully. The abdominal area should stay calm. Continue. Just fix your mind on this sentence. Divine energy fills my body and mind. When it becomes too strenuous, you may make a small pause and then start again. Now I request you to slowly pick up speed. The benefit of this is that you will cure all throat and lungs diseases. You will detoxify your whole body. And you will calm the mind. Let's do this for 30 seconds more and let us gradually increase the speed. For a moment, just let us sit and feel the benefits of this Bhastrika Pranayama. You might notice that your whole system is more alive and your mind more peaceful. Now we march on to the Kapalabhati Pranayama. Our mental orientation will be that all the negative elements are thrown out of my mind and body. All the negative elements like stress or just negativity is thrown out of my mind and body. This is a quite intense pranayama. for it only our stomach will move. I want to request you just to feel what it means when you breathe with the stomach. Put your left hand, please, on your stomach and breathe in. And at this, the stomach will move out and breathe out. At this, the stomach will move in. Please do this a few times. The way to get this effect is that you move your diaphragm. You don't breathe in through the lungs. You breathe in through your stomach. Your concentration should be on the Muladhara chakra, which is the area between, let us call it in English, it's the pubic area. It's where you sit. It's the bottom, so to say. Yes. So, we are now ready. We have done the preparation. Please breathe in a few times normally. In and out, huh? And now, please breathe out forcefully only while the abdominal area makes inward and outward movements. Don't forget to sit straight, Amrita Kelly. And you don't think about inhaling. You just, that will take care of itself. You just forcefully exhale. I do it one, two, a few, a little bit for you, and then you see it. Start now. Continue. Your mental orientation is that all negative elements are thrown out of my mind and body. Concentrate on the Muladhara chakra on the bottom. And please know by this wonderful Kapalbhati Pranayama, heart diseases are cured, lungs, brain is cured, kidneys and prostate glands are cured. Your liver is optimized, your pancreas, stomach, spleen works, you will have a digestion like an elephant, and your back pain are cured. Oh. Very good. If you need a little pause, then take the pause, otherwise go strong. Soon we will fly. Twenty seconds more. 10 seconds more. Let's sit a little bit in silence. It's almost like a rewiring of our whole system. This is now the most intense of all these pranayamas. Afterwards, it's very easy. Your meditation here is, again, that you throw out all negative thoughts and elements out of mind and body. Please breathe in slowly. And breathe out slowly. Breathe in and out slowly. And now breathe out as much as possible, and when you have done so, keep the breath. And now lower your head. Keep the breath inside. Lift your chest a little upward and push the stomach back. And remain like this as long as you can. And then, if you have to breathe out, breathe in slowly and gradually. Don't kill yourself, I mean. And breathe out as much as possible again. Breathe in. And again, breathe out as much as possible. Keep the breath inside and lower your head. Lift your chest a little upside and bring your stomach to the spine. Keep the breath as long as possible. And now you can breathe in. Breathe out. And one last time, breathe out as much as possible. Keep the air outside. Bring your chin to the neck. Raise your chest. Bring your stomach back. And remain like this as long as you possibly can. Then breathe normally. Now you will see what you will do, what you have most probably seen a lot on TV. Please move your hands in the shank movement, that is, thumb touches left finger and middle finger. Please close with your thumb the right nostril and breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left.
close the left, breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. And change again. Breathe out through the left. In through the left. That's a good idea to clear your nose. Mm-hmm. In through the right. And you always change. You first breathe out through the new nostril and then in through the new nostril. Then change and out. This will clean your whole system. You will become very peaceful soon. And listen to this. Your varicose veins are cured. Negative thoughts are replaced with positive ones. Your heart becomes fit and your nervous system is very fit. Nothing can go on your nerves any longer. In theory. Your mental orientation should be, I am connected to Lord Krishna, who is showering divine energy and knowledge upon me. Krishna showers me with divine energy and knowledge. Sure. Thirty more seconds, please. Thank you so much. You almost made it. Please just remain peacefully situated a little. Can you feel something goes on in your body and mind? It's amazing, isn't it? For this, you need to pay $10,000 to a psychotherapeut. You can do it yourself. So, finally, not yet finally, one more.
This is my absolute favorite pranayama. It's called the breathing exercise of the bee. How do we say bee? The prachello. Prachella. Prachella, yes. The prachella. Yes. Yeah, prachella is also all right. So here you need to pay extremely, extremely deep attention. The meditation is deep wisdom fills your entire being. And what you do for this is you produce the sound of the bee. And you keep it inside. The way to do it is you close your ears first. It almost looks a little funny. Then you take your index fingers on the forehead, and then you close yourself up like this. Please still look. I look a little like a bee, isn't it? Maya the bee. And then you go like this. You breathe in, and while closing your mouth, you make the low sound of the bee. You make the sound as low as possible, and you let the sound shake your whole being. When you were a child, you were humming, right? Hum, 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 hum. Now you can do it again. One more minute. Wonderful. Please let us again sit and just feel into our body and mind. For the last exercise, we will not have any background sound. It's a called the Omkara Japa. As you may remember from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that amongst all the syllables, he is the sacred syllable Om. And we will now do this chanting. For this you must know that the respiration, that is the breathing, is extremely calm and subtle like this. You don't hear anything, and then you breathe in very deeply and focus on your inhale. Then when you exhale, you chant the syllable Om. As far as the sound is concerned, it's really three sounds, R, U and M. Little higher, please. Good, we will soon continue, but there's one thing. Some of you want to make it as long as possible, which I suggest you do when you are in your own chanting time, because many of our breathing volumes is not so developed, and it should be very, very pleasing for you. You should not strain yourself by breathing in like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know. It should be your breathing capacity. I know we have a devotee friend from Sarajevo who really wants to always show everyone how he can breathe the longest. It is not about that. So, three more times, please. Sit for a while. Then I request you to take your japa mala if you have it with you, or chant the maha mantra without mala. Try to remain in the mental space in which you are now. Please chant on your own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Bo. So you are all great yogis now. How was it for you? It's amazing, isn't it? With the if you wish to learn this in detail, it's not very difficult, and we could make photocopies of this, or maybe we could send it to you on the email. I think Sadanandi we have. Yes, so Sadanandi can take can take your email addresses, and then it can be sent. It's really a powerful, it's very easy and harmless and immediately effective. I think, Sasha, you can also teach this in Zagreb for those who are interested. It's a very authorized way to do it, and then the mental hospitals will become out of work. it really is a very quickly effective to... And it really brings amazing health effects to the body. I would love to do it more, but I'm just so lazy sometimes. In India, there is a yogi from whom I have learned this. His name is Ramdev. Have you heard about this in London, isn't it? He comes to London. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah, he is. I mean, there is. I heard when he does sessions in India, there are up to 30,000 people who participate. It's like a huge field, and he has so much success in curing people's diseases that the medical industry is just in India is so much after him that they want to. There were few attempts on his life. That means some assassinators will come, because the medical industry today just gives you medicines which make the symptoms which you are suffering from less, but then bang. Another disease comes out. It's the biggest and maybe the most ugliest business you can imagine, the medical industry. And with these simple five pranayamas, these five things which we have tried a little, he's just curing people from, I mean, anything and everything you can imagine. In London, I know one family, and the man is already 70 years old, and he had to go to a bypass operation, heart operation. Huh? So he
I told him, why don't you try Swami Ramdev? You know, it's cheaper, and maybe it works. And then he did this, and already after 1 week he had such good results. Then he practices for 1 month, and the problem is over, the heart problem. It's so, so powerful, these five things. I wanted to give you just a taste into this, because I thought maybe you want to do something to calm the mind so that you like that you have very easy to chant. Sometimes you might do, and if you are interested to have it, what Sadanandi typed this on her Sadanandi computer, and it is like this. It's very simple instructions. Ivo, if you have to go to a meeting with the telephone companies with where a contract for 20 million euros has to be signed and you are Malina Vosni, then you just do 5 minutes pranayama, shup, no problem. Yeah. Dobro. Good. Now, my dear devotees, I thought we would have our question and answer session. Huh? The sun is a little down, and you are all very alert and energetic. Do we have the windows open? I think so, isn't it? Good enough. So please ask your questions now. Yes, please.
I want the microphone.
You will get. Oh, this is serious.
Showing us what is determination.
Thank you. Haribo. Haribo, Haribo. Thank you to give me this opportunity that I can speak in front of these people. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mind from Devarshi Narada Das. And in front of Devarshi Narada Das and all you Jari, Porota, I will give some good arguments front of intelligence. What is, who is judge? Huh? Se tako kaže sudac. I will now give some good arguments during the chanting Devarshi Narada Das that he is supposed to think about some things. What is properly authorized and. We can say not taking out his concentration. When he's chanting the Devarshi Narada Das, I suggest and that the first time I say we are not Buddhist, we are Vaishnavas. This means our philosophy is this material world. It's not. Kako se kaže. illusion. It's not illusion. Our Vaishnava philosophy is that is real, temporary, but real. This means all your financial construction also is real. This means now you have full of 2 hours for thinking about your financial construction. The second thing is all your real problems, you must you can also think about, you can get also good idea because during the chanting, the best idea coming. This means, nemoj potiskivati. Yeah, don't put down, because put up. All good idea. You know, if a good idea come for your financial construction, don't know this, oh no, I'm concentrated. No, this is actually Krishna signed. Okay, the second things. Third things is, you must think about this Mataji. No, you are, don't misunderstand. You are going to be renunciation, but you must know that she will go to deviate, and in Bhakti Sangha, what she's speaking, it's Prabhupada is not in the first place, and this is a very dangerous situation. You cannot put this on the side, and now it's time that you think about this problem. And now, because you have full of 2 hours, maybe more. During the day, of course, you not have enough time, and you cannot think about this. This problem is very serious. This is how I said, real problems, it's not illusion. We are Vaishnavas, what means this material world is real. And Sachinandan Maharaj, who is my enemy, said, all this in material world, all this on spiritual and material, it's depend of psychologic. And I'm your psychology. And now, I suggest to you, think about your material problems, because whatever is in mind after coming out, if you not fulfill over your problem right now, this means everyone will stay like this. Okay, how I see my arguments, it's very strong, and I'm a very good lawyer, I never lose case. And I can say that even, you see, Paramatma is quiet. If Paramatma is quiet, this means that you are right. Paramatma is quiet.
Yes, but I'm not quiet. Hare Krishna. I want to think the mind very, very much. Devashi Narada's mind came out of him and was even dressed in a beautiful shirt. The mind really made one argument that you have now 2 hours when you chant. Use these 2 hours to think about the material world, your financial constructions, the worries which you have, that something may not go very well. And the mind said, this is correct, you have to now not concentrate on the chanting of the holy name, but you have to concentrate on your material situation. Okay? That's what we have heard. I would say it's very, very important that you concentrate the mind on Krishna while you chant, because if you do not concentrate your mind on Krishna while you're chanting, Krishna will not really hear your chanting. The sound vibration, which is mindless, or where the mind is absent, will not have the strength to make a divine connection with the Lord. There are real problems which we have to deal with, like dangerous situations maybe, or a situation where we have to take care of our financial constructions. Most of us don't have very big financial constructions, small financial constructions. But during chanting, your sin, your Who was this little boy who waved us? I think he looked like Ornella's son. Probably, yeah. So, these problems can be taken care of later when we come from a spiritual situation from which we can deal with them, when we have strength to deal with them, when we have an intelligence to deal with them. But if we are trying to deal with the problems doing the chanting, because it's wrong to concentrate, or let us say, because it's wrong to use Krishna's holy name as the background music, you know, like in the consumer market, there's always background music. You will not even solve your material problems. You will not even have energy of thought to do that. There is the mind really wanted to make a point, which we called in America courtesy japa. It's a japa which you only do out of duty. It's chanting which you only do because you have to do it, while the mind is doing something else. Courtesy japa is, for instance, when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and go with your one hand into the computer. Nowadays, many spiritualists have computers, and they do something like dealing with the real world in the computer and see a movie or see whatever's there in the computer. Have you ever tried to chant in a car which is driving very fast, and then you try to concentrate on chanting and the mind just wins all the time, and you talk few sentences, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and do you think the weather will be all right when we go to Braj? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you, do you think that they will really have enough vegetables? I mean, there are so many devotees coming and so few vegetables in the stores in Milna. Do you think we will have enough to eat? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is what is called, it's japa, which you only do out of duty, but which has actually no benefit. So I suggest to the mind of Devashi Narada that he concentrates on real japa, comes to a platform of an elevated devotee, and then from that platform of the elevated devotee, where he will be able to actually listen to the super soul, he will, will be able to solve whatever problems there are in food for life or the restaurant which he manages so nicely. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, this is all what I can do. Devashi Narada told me he would talk like the mind talk, and then I have to say something powerful to defeat the mind, but I'm just simply not good in debates. I have learned today, when the television invites me for a debate, I will send Devashi Narada. I will not go myself. Hare Krishna. I hope you will not be too dissatisfied with my answer, but what to do? But thank you very much. And thank you for dressing in such a wonderful shirt I've never seen. Yes, there's another question, I believe, with Philip and Ananda Gopal, Sadanandi. Yes, Philip, what is your question?
Why, when we Sometimes when you chant and you are doing some preaching, you are trying to concentrate on the holy name, but your mind goes on that what you are doing. Is that okay? Because I heard that some Sankirtan devotees were thinking about how the whole time they were chanting, how should I distribute books or something.
No, when you chant, even good things to think about are to be left for later. If there is something you need to solve, you can just write it down on a piece of paper so that you can be peaceful and know it's still there, you can deal with it. That's sometimes when I chant and I'm on a tour, I make two pages out of, because my mind is so full with inspirations and ideas that I have to write them down. But if you don't do that, the mind will go again and again over the same subject matters and you will not be able to concentrate. No, even good things should be left for later. But it's difficult, as you say, Philip, when you're in the midst of, oh my God, when you're chanting and you're, all the impressions from your day will just come up sometimes. Chanting is a mantra meditation, not shopping list meditation or a sangatan. Book distribution meditation is really on mantra. That's all. And on Radha and Krishna, who are the mantra. Sharanandi.
I have the question concerning this meditation which we had, where Krishna came out of our heart and we were addressing him, and then we had this long discussion and questions, how much is it recommendable and so on. And my question is only, how is it in relation to this comment from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Sarada Darshini, where he says that Krishna would say, when someone meditates on me, and this, it is in this discussion with the Vedas speaking, so it's clear it's the material mind who is meditating, that it causes Krishna's heart to melt with mercy and flow of mercy. I would just like to know how is it in relation to this, the whole discussion, so to say.
On your question, yes, the Maha Mantra is in the vocative case, that means we address Krishna personally, and we should feel that Krishna listens to what we chant. That's common. In that exercise which I did, I just added a little bit to this by telling you that Krishna comes out of the heart. You can leave that part out, maybe out of your meditation, but you should in all cases know that Krishna is listening and you are addressing him. Hare Krishna, hey Krishna, hey Radha. He's not absent like you are absent-minded. And certainly he is there. You may not, as I say, I want to say it again more clear, you may not make this meditation Krishna comes out of your heart. That's something we just did during the Japa retreat. You can also do it, but I think it's much nicer to meditate that he is in the heart, really, and he stays there. Yes. But he certainly listens. Ananda Gopal?
What do you think about chanting during driving a car? Maybe this is the only opportunity for someone to chant his rounds.
Yes, there are some situations in life where we really don't have any other time than when we drive there. I know these situations on our You know, when I travel, it's just crazy. When we travel and Gaurahari has to also chant. But these are exceptions. If you always have to chant during the time when you drive, then it means you should go to some class about time management. You are not managing your time very well. But in situations like, I remember when we had this wonderful birthday celebration in Zagreb, and you had to drive all the time from morning till late in the evening, actually. Yeah, then it's the best. But you really should know that this is not... It could develop into a habit. Like I remember when I was a young man, I developed the habit that I would read classical books of German literature, but because I had so much other things to do, I would only read it while being on the toilet. Hare Krishna. In my life and before Krishna consciousness, the only time when I was relaxed and at peace was during that time, and I would use it for 1 hour. I would sit, my parents would say, "What is happening to you? Have you fallen inside?" And I said, no, I'm just with Goethe at the moment, you know. Oh, good, you're reading good literature. Later I learned I should manage my time better and have time, proper time for my cultural interests. Hare Krishna. It's a bad habit. Yes. Pavle? Nice. You are so glass, yes.
I have read in this Mahani's found his book.
He is thinking about chanting in the mind. In the mind you can chant really fast. Haridas Thakur, as we know, used to do his japa in three ways. This is from Prema Vilas, from Nityananda Das, huh? Then for the book. He chanted his first rounds out audible, loud, in a vachik way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His next 64 rounds, he would chant in the Upangsu style, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And the last 64 in the mind. It can be really fast. If you are pure in the mind, you can be so fast. A thought, how many thoughts we have in a... I now don't know, I have forgotten, but I heard something. In 1 hour we have 32,000 thoughts, you know. I heard some wild number, you know, that it's very fast. Or was it 1 minute? Or 1 minute, we have how many thoughts? 32,000. Mate, now it's, you're very fast, but... Or was it during the day? Somehow you can think very fast. I have just now thought about how I will spend the next week. It can be do. If you're trained with your mind, you can be very fast. Girivara Nayaka. Is it? Do I say the name correct? Yeah. Oh. Hare Krishna, so, Kripa Pala Prabhu.
I would like to ask actually two questions. I know it sounds funny, but still I would like to kind of answers. What is your opinion to drive up to walk up and down, like usually it's in the airport, and what do they walk up and down? And second question, what do you think about Tibet?
What? Well, walking up and down in the japa period is done when devotees are tired. And it's certainly better to stretch your legs for some time and, you know, walk up and down than remain sitting and fall asleep if you're tired. But according to the, you know, what we read in Vedanta Sutra, mostly when you're moving, while you can't meditate and pray, really. It's too much. Moving is, it's Raja Gun which works you. Sleeping is Tamagun, it's still, not moving. And this meditating or sitting is for sattvic activities. But again, I must stress, if devotees are so tired that they need to walk, they must think about more sleep, you know, and more healthy form of sleep. Maybe learn yoga nidra so that they can quickly be gone. I mean, some of you were so fast. I just said, lay down, close your eyes, and listen to the sound, and zip, they were gone. I was surprised. Yes. Now, clickers, I mean, the clickers, you buy the clickers in hunting shops, you know, where people who shoot ducks, you know, they click, clink, and they shoot the next one, click, clink, so that they know when the dog comes with it, if he has maybe eaten one on the way, or you know, they come from this area. They are, or you know, when people go in the football stadium, you use to count the people and then know when to stop the people, how many are inside. It's really something which we can do in absolute emergency situations. But see, the chanting on beads is done first of all. You touch Tulasi, who is a great devotee. That benefit is not there with that iron machine. Then you have a certain way. Two fingers come together. That's also not done with the iron machine. It's an emergency situation for people who go maybe to Islam countries and who cannot have beads when they cross the borders, so that they have some type of counting device. It's very, these old things from the old cultures have their inherent value, which is not there when we take these modern things. Mm-hmm. So it's again an emergency situation, like walking. It's not the regular thing. And sometimes there are emergency cases, so then it's good to have a clicker at that time. Mm-hmm. I think Tat Gata. Mm-hmm. Wants also a microphone.
I have just one short practical question. I heard in one lecture that one Maharaj, I can't remember who it was, he said that when we're chanting our rounds all together, so either 4 or 16, that it is not necessary to say the Panchatattva Maha Mantra before every round, because that... that can alter our meditation. It can enter into the meditation, and it is better to just chant without stopping. Can you say something about this?
Mm-hmm.
We chant before we chant the Maha Mantra, we chant another mantra, the Panchatattva Mantra, in order to take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda and Gauranga, who can deliver us from the mistakes which we may do, the offenses. So in what way you take shelter, that is not so much specified. Some devotees do it before they chant Hare Krishna. They chant a few times the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. Some devotees have who are not really connected with our Srila Prabhupada, but who are Vaishnavas also, they like to chant Gauranga, 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 Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda. It's something which they have creatively designed in order to take shelter. Others chant the whole one round of Maha Mantra, imagine this, while thinking about or meditating about Panchatattva. That's what also is done in Vaishnava practice. So there are many ways how to do it, and the main thing is to take shelter at Panchatattva, and not and the way you do it is really up to you. There may be reasons why you want to do it and not. I personally recommend to chant before each round one Panchatattva Maha Mantra, because then you will for sure make sure that you chant it, and maybe one time you think about what you chant. I try to chant every time about the, think about every time and meditate about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I think it's most practical when you, if you want to take shelter and not forget Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to do it during your practice of the Hare Krishna mantra. But yes, if the devotee feels, sometimes I also feel I'm now so much into the Maha Mantra that if I now interrupt and do the Panchatattva, then I continue. It's spiritual things are not always so black and white. It's the spirit which counts.
Hare Krishna. My question would be, what if we think about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's non-different from Radha and Krishna, or about Haridas Thakur in our meditation when we chant? Because Hare Krishna, we are actually talking to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, we are calling out their names, and when sometimes we think about, or Srila Rupa Goswami, or is it also okay, or?
You mean in a general way, what to do? How to think, or what to do when you think of them?
Sometimes when I'm chanting, then it's more like, please help me. And then somehow I think of Srila Haridas Thakur or Srila Rupa Goswami in this mood more, like, please help me, I want to concentrate. Or sometimes I think about you, or it's not like thinking about Shri Radha Krishna all the time.
No, thank you. Yeah, when you chant, enter the stream and see where it carries you. When you feel inspired to pray to Haridas Thakur or Rupa Goswami, then I think you should act upon your inspiration. You should be grateful that you have been reminded of this. See, when you chant, your heart, you're addressing Krishna, and then as a result, Krishna may send you some positive thoughts, where else to take shelter, and you should accept them gratefully. I wouldn't make this a systematic practice. What is good, however, is when you sometimes feel you get into dry land while chanting, you know, where you really lose the connection. Then it's sometimes good to pray, stop and pray to Haridas Thakur or Rupa Goswami or wherever you feel that your desire to take shelter is answered. I've written a little booklet called Chanting from the Heart with some type of prayers which are very good to be chanted when you want to take shelter during your practice of chanting. Mm-hmm. See, when you get serious into the chanting, it's very, very much to be expected. I mean, it will happen to every one of us, that the whole world of Krishna consciousness and the personalities in this world will become closer to you. And whoever you think of, that's some milost, that's some meditation which has entered you and so on. But whatever it is, Banu Nandini, the main thing is always to return to hearing and chanting. Make the sound vibration with your tongue and hear it with the ear and be there with the mind, be present in the mind. And then all of a sudden you will see that the Holy Name Himself reveals so many things. When you are not hearing and chanting and you do an impressive series of mental gymnastics, you will have mental gymnastics and mental images, and some of them might be nice even, but that's not really what we want to obtain. We want to go to a much higher state than our mind, who associates. Do you know what is association? You hear something and then a picture comes, a mental picture. We want to go beyond this. We want to come to the level where our mind is so pure and the Holy Name reveals whatever He wants to reveal. So if we have created so many nice mental pictures, then they are, although they are nice, then they are in the way to what the Holy Name chooses to reveal to us. So therefore, it's tricky with these nice mental pictures. Usually, when you enter into meditation, this is one form of meditation, japa meditation, huh? All the experienced meditators will tell you, don't take your mental images which come up too serious. The good things and the bad things, let them go. like either heavy rain clouds or nice white other clouds. They're not what we are so interested in. It's interesting, isn't it? This thing. Mm-hmm. We are not interested in the duality of the material world, the nice things or the bad things. But if you get, you know, you have heard an inspiring, read something inspiring, and you chant, and then you see all of a sudden an image of Rupa Goswami chanting the Holy Name before his bhajan kutir, then how nice, you know. How nice. It was helpful, maybe, so that your heart awakens with genuine feelings. Yes, Philip, you had something on the...
Nice mental pictures, even when they are about Vaishnava culture, about holy name or stuff, mm-hmm. maybe artificial, but not enough.
Yeah, this is not our goal, metta pictures. Yeah. We are in a total different direction. We go for the highest. yes, sometimes it helps, but it's not that we want to stay with them all the time, because the real revelation of Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, is something else. I want to tell you something which is very famous in Nandagram. In Nandagram, there was, outside of Nandagram, there was a village where one old man was and worshipped Krishna and Balaram deities. He was chanting and he was getting old and older and older. One day he felt, oh, I'm so much chanting, I'm so much serving my deities, but they have not yet revealed themselves to me. I'm leaving Nandagram now. Krishna is too intense for me. I go to Vashana to Srimati Radharani. Bas. I leave my deities. Someone can take care of them. I'm going. I tried, didn't work. He was leaving the village and all the people said, where are you going? You're so old, you might die any moment. I'm going to Vashana. What? Please don't leave us. What will we do without a saint like you? No, I'm too much. Krishna is too much. This Krishna, I always thought he is just has too much of a high standard. I go to most merciful Radharani. Jai Radhe. The people of Nandagram were heartbroken. They were all very much devoted to Krishna. And who would take care so lovingly of the deities, Krishna Balaram deities? But the old Baba, they call them Baba, these old people, was determined. I'm going so long, Dovijanya, too much austerity. And he was really angry with Krishna. So the whole village went with him, trying to convince him, stay here, and you are so advanced. I think we all think you have a lot of Krishna realization. Just don't be now so mental about this, you know. No, I'm going. Finally, only two boys were left, and they said, but if you go, who will take care of the deities? They will die of hunger. No, I'm going. Too much. And he was really determined to go. Then these boys were just desperate. They began to cry. Who will take care of the deities? Let them take care of themselves. I'm going. Jai Siddhartha. All of a sudden, the two boys stood and said, Baba, you cannot go. Please. Please don't go. And then they said, We will die from separation. And then one boy changed. That was Krishna with a peacock feather, flute. And the other boy was Balado. He stood there with his plow and he put the plow on the shoulder. No one is going from here. The Babaji saw the worshipable object of his life. They stood before him, and upon bathing his eyes in the divine effulgence which came from Krishna Balaram, and bathing his heart in the rays of love which emanated from Krishna Balaram, he fainted and he fell into the ditch. touch. And next morning he was found there. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. He could not say anything else. He was mad with love. He was carried back to the village, and in his bed, he was just so blissful. He couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep. Krishna Balaram. And then he said it the last time and went to Krishna Balaram. It's so overwhelming, the Sakshat Darshan. No, the direct darshan. It's not a mental picture. We are not after mental pictures. This is a spiritual movement, not a mental movement. We want Krishna. Now, on the way to Krishna, we have to, of course, start thinking somewhere of Krishna. So when someone chants and a nice Krishna image comes, or Rupa Goswami, wonderful, most wonderful, but don't think this is yet the goal. Prabhupada has given us an example which I find very, very good. I could now say the sun is between this tree and that tree, just to show someone who is new here and wants to know the directions, where is west. Now it's evening, right? Evening is coming, so west must be there. I could say, look, the sun is between the first tree and the second tree. Of course, the sun is not there. If the sun would be before the trees, between the trees wouldn't be there. You know, would be not even ashes. Can you imagine what would happen if you throw a tree into the sun? It is it's not even ashes. It's so hot, much too hot. You know. But I can give some indication in which direction to look to find the sun by using something of this world which I can see. So I can give some indication of Krishna by showing you a picture of Krishna which is made according to the directions of the Shastras. But the real Krishna is much more like the sun, millions of times like the sun. It's a total different experience. Mm-hmm. And I believe it is because of this that in our own line of teachers, you know, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we are always cautioned. And do you understand the word cautioned? A word of caution is spoken to not go too much into mental images which may happen when you meditate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they very carefully speak about this, like, for instance, chanting means, Prabhupada said this, to always keep Krishna in the heart. And then he said, we should prepare this by building a throne in meditation for him, so that when he comes, he sits down. And then he said we could do service to him by using the Ganga water and giving him a refreshing bath, you know, and offering him something to eat and so on. And those who are in deity worship, I think our Kripa Palaka Prabhu? Kripa Pala Prabhu. He is doing deity worship. When you do deity worship, before you do it, there is something like Manasi Puja, where you first invite the Lord to sit down in your mind and then serve him in the mind. I know in the Radha Gopinath temple, all the pujaris, before they start to go on the altar, they all sit down, 10 people in one row, totally concentrated, and they do everything in the meditation first. They want to be sure that they don't do mindless practice. It's impressive. You go in the deity forum, everyone sits there with their Ajman pot and Krishna. So both is to be done, but the main emphasis is on hearing and chanting, hearing and producing the sound. Mm-hmm. It's a question of emphasis. Mm-hmm. Yes, Sadhya Baba.
Well, one thing I noticed during the year, I mean, it's not very long that I chant Hare Krishna, but anyway, is the taste. The taste you can have when you chant. Because sometimes, I mean, I experience a different kind of taste. It depends from the feeling you have inside and also the situation. One time, just a few words, Radhanath Swami said at the end of the class about the taste. Sometimes happen that the taste is really horrible. Some people let me know a devotee, but was a period that some devotee is. I was in the temple from not a long time, but a period of Grihastha that tell me that I'm wrong, I'm fanatic, I'm not doing properly my duty and everything.
Please concentrate yes. on so, your question.
No, no. Mm-hmm. So in this period, I knew a devotee. He said, "I'm not a devotee, guys. Usually do," and. I stay in one town for some days. I don't say which town, and this town was really really difficult to do everything. Mm-hmm. I was in a camper with my deity, so I usually perform the artic every morning. Mm-hmm. But it was really really hard. And also chanting the taste in my mouth was terrible. It's really terrible. It was
taste
really hard.
Taste was not there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was really hard to chant because every time I repeat the mantra, mm-hmm. every time we're worst. So do all 16 rounds was really difficult. And sometimes in other situations, your taste in your mouth is so nice that it seems to you have finished to eat some sweet things that are offered to the deity. And sometimes it's something, I don't know if... somebody else experiences something else, if you can tell something about it. But I tasted different. Also, other people talking, I mean, they tell me that they have some situation like that. Also, sometimes two summers ago, I translated in Italian Bhagavad the Second, the Bhaktivedanta Swami's book. I don't know if maybe you wrote it, you read it. And in this book, there are some different chapter in which you understand the importance of the relation between the spiritual master and the disciple. And doing this service, chanting was really, really special. It seems that when I start to chant just first mantra, in my heart it's open like a sun that rises, I don't know, mm-hmm. how much light inside.
Sadhya Bama, so it seems to me you're asking the question what to do when our taste is not so high?
No, my question is,
mm-hmm.
you have something about, to improve, to let us, me know something more, or I'm not afraid to. I mean, when I am in different difficult situation, I'm not mm-hmm. afraid to go on. So, somebody tell me I'm a warrior. But anyway, because I follow doing it. But I would like to know if you or somebody else have similar situations and what you have to tell about it, or mm-hmm. if I'm completely wrong because I'm totally foolish.
Your question is if. If I or others also experience sometimes a high taste and then a low taste, I think, let me ask everyone, do you experience sometimes a high taste and sometimes a low taste? I think, everyone, it's normal. You are in good company. It's very normal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mataji. What is about other mantras, like, for instance, the Nrsimha Maha Mantra? Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantang Savato Mukam Nrsimham Bijanam Bhatram Mrityo Mrityom Namamyaham. Yeah. I heard that this in a previous yoga was even a Maha Mantra. It was chanted as the main mantra. Now in this yoga, or in this time, Lord Gopal appeared to Brahma, the creator, and we are Gopal Bhaktas. Yes, but I heard. No, when you chant the Maha Mantra of this cosmic manifestation, then you stick with that. But there are definitely places and times outside of your normal japa when you can chant the Nrsimha Maha Mantra. For instance, in times of danger, you can chant it, or in times before danger, you can chant it. When you feel you need some extra protection. Prabhupada worshipped Lord Nrsimhadev as the protector of the devotees, and we chant his mantras in every worship ceremony. So yes, please do so. Remain like this. Uh-huh. All right. I think Govinda Nandan has one, and Madhupati has a question, and Vrindavan Vinodini, Vrindavan Biharini, even wonderful. Please forgive me. Yes.
At one point, you were talking about this super soul exercise, where we saw that sometimes it's mind, sometimes it's super soul. My question is, when we have people like those who can see the future and see the past lives,
is how these people with mystic potencies. This will be the three last question for this session. How does it fit in? It really depends. Some people who have a clairvoyant, they contact spirits and ghosts, like for instance in Brasilia, it's all full, you know, everything is full with voodoo and vaca, I think it's called, witchcraft, and so on. This is these spirits who are on a different level. They can see things on our level, and people who worship them get inspired by them. The shamanistic people, you know, in the Red Indians, they work with this, and they get very reliable information. I had an experience in Germany. You know, at that time I was traveling with Boy George. Do you know Boy George in Culture Club? Do you really want to hurt me? Hare Krishna. And we were traveling, you know, and TV programs. And he was a homosexual. Is still, I think. I don't know. I mean, he was very well behaved in association with me. He was very intelligent young man, and he was well behaved. You know, not so. then he wanted to know, why am I a homosexual? Why did I turn out like this? And there was one devotee in Germany from Orissa. His name was Shiteshwara. And he was a psychologist of Orissa, a village doctor. And the way he would treat people is, he would find out, he would call a spirit, a ghost, Ducha, yes, Ducha, we say, ooh, you know, really a real Ducha, you know, and he would ask him about the problem of this person. It's very common in India, isn't it, Sridhar? In villages, especially in villages, says Sridhar. And you know, he would go like this. The question is this, and then you would hear a mechanical sound. Almost as if the connection was made, you know. Like this. You would hear. Wait a minute. I hope it makes a mechanical sound. But only from here. From the hand. There was. I have seen, from above, from below, from the side, from the back. If he had some trick, you know, some castaneta, you know, made the sound. No, it was just absolutely. It made the sound. It was not like I want to find the sound. Yeah, something like. It was made like this. Acha, he said. Oh ho. and then he would say, so I was there when he was talking with Boy George, and he would tell Boy George, well, in your past life, you were a dancer in India, but a lady. And to come up, that spirit, that Buddha Raj, he called them the king of the Duhas, you know, the kings, he said, and you were giving some man promises that you would spend a love night with them, but you never did it. You just gave the promises for your material career. And now these same men who were crazy after you and who wanted a love night with you have come to you as your complicated male lovers. You know, it's very complicated when you are, I heard all about this. Homosexual relationships are extremely complicated. Oh, and always there's quarrel, and they attack each other with knives and Haribo. It's not a very peaceful situation, you know. This Buddha Raj said this about Boy George. And now I don't know if it's true. I don't even am very interested to know if it is true. But there are people who can make some amount of contact with ghosts. This is on the level of Tamagun. Then there are other ways to look into the future. Now, saintly people, brahmanas, in South India, in the villages, you know, they just look into a mirror. There's one brahmana who looks into a mirror, and then he asks, it's a normal mirror, what is the future life, or what is the future situation of this? And then he gives the mirror to a tamasic boy. Not himself. He's a sattvic brahmana. And the tamasic boy has the eyes to see a picture in the mirror. And he tells it's usually totally right. There's a many, you know, when you go into esoteria, Hare Krishna, I don't want to do this, but I could just talk for years. I know so much information. It comes to me because of my previous life, but I don't want this any longer. Now, this life. Krishna, Krishna, only Krishna. No material knowledge. Madhu, Madhu Pati, the Lord of Sweetness, is the name of Krishna. Yes. What is your question?
I tried the meditation of Kupa Guru by chanting.
Yeah.
And I felt that I came in a certain mood of really crying for the Lord, to beg him from his spiritual taste. And suddenly, while chanting on Krishna, and suddenly I felt that the heart opens very much, opened up, and I the grind was there. And suddenly this, somehow or other, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the mood, I don't know, somehow it went together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not the mind who was thinking about, okay, this is not meaning what I chant, but it was really went together. So the question is, are all these descriptions of Guru Guru within, so to say, the Maha Mantra, are they non-different? So is it...
No, it's not that they are non-different, Madhupati, but you can chant in the right mood. It's almost, let me give you the example from this morning, of making an excursion by bicycle. You can think while you do your bicycle to think of your goal. It's not contradictory. It's both there. But these meditations are not identical with Radha and Krishna. They are prayers to Radha and Krishna. There was someone who... Radha Vinodini. No, not. Wait a minute. I know your name. Brindavan Biharini and nobody else. Correct? Yeah, not Radha Vinodini or something. Yes. Hare Krishna, please ask your question because we all want to go outside now.
Yeah.
Distraction, yeah. No, you can do that. Prabhupada, when Prabhupada built the Mayapur temple, he had a very interesting habit. He put some Chennai players and tabla player inside the main gate. They were making music. And then he, when his time came, when he left the body, he stayed also in Mayapur, and the devotee said, should we tell these guys to stop playing? Because Prabhupada was very ill at that time, it may be disturbing. And Prabhupada said, no, it's Vaikuntha. Apparently these instruments or this type of similar music is also made there, in the spiritual world, and some of the ragas have appeared here in the world. So it is something which pacifies the mind when it works. And but don't just be, you know, chanting and then stop chanting and then sing the do 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 do. Do 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 do. You know, it makes like this tape, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe nicer, a little nicer. Yeah. So it's not about the music; it's about the mantra. But whatever helps you to be peaceful. Yes. Hare Krishna. Now we have ended our evening session. My suggestion is that we all use the evening to have a little free time. Are you also feeling like this? I'm also feeling a little tired somehow. It is the hot weather or something. And Govinda Nandana Banu Nandini, you could maybe come and we can just plan tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very, very important day. And wait, I need to announce to you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we will do a little exercise in the morning, and then we will do a Sankalpa ceremony. That is a very powerful ceremony where we will fix in our mind the new habits which we want to develop. There are three devotees with us at the moment who have to leave us at 5:30 in the morning to reach London, and we want to use this opportunity to say goodbye to them there. Maybe you could just somehow, I think we all know them. There are four devotees actually. Vijeta and Vijay is here, there. Maybe you can just, if it doesn't inconvenience you, to just get up. And our Vandana is there, the best name. And Anukush, huh? It will come. Give me another year, then I will be very sharp. Anushka, maybe you feel inconvenience if you get up. And there are these four jewels of the devotees who came all the way from London. There are two other devotees, Sharada and Ram, and they can stay. Good. Yes. So these two will have to leave at 5:30 from here. My God, is that... we feel very distressed in our heart, and we want to request you to come next year for level 2. This is our request, because we have become extremely attached to your blissful smiles. And yesterday our... Anushka jumped into the Adriatic Sea like a female warrior from the really looked like from an adventure movie. So please all keep contact, and we have greeted you, so we want to say Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Have safe travels, and thank you very much that you came. You and with your presence you enriched our association very much. Dobro. Now about tomorrow, we have the normal morning time. We meet here at 7 o'clock for the ceremony, and then have a little lecture about taking the retreat home, and then we will have a very nice Sankalpa ceremony, a very nice ritual. Ritual is maybe not the right word. Ceremony, I wanted to say ceremony. And then we will not have an afternoon session, because we will put up all our energy to the Nam Yagya, which starts at 6 o'clock. We will have the afternoon free, and I recommend that time for those of you who want to jump like Anushka into the Adria and swim a little, or pack your things a little bit for Sunday. Sunday we have our last little lecture in the morning time, and then we will enter Japa Retreat, second part, by going back to our different towns, and then we apply what we have learned in our lives. Okay? This is the plan, and we will also serve you Saturday a feast. So now we have tried to be, we have tried to eat light prasadam. Tomorrow on Saturday, we will not try to eat light prasadam. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Oh, can you please make a
say it's on the table in the shed here, like this, so it's visible.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We also want to do something before the Japa retreat finishes. By the mercy of one devotee from here, from Milna, we got these two nice, how do you say it in English?
Notebooks.
Two nice notebooks. And we gave the title to each notebook. One book has the title, Treasures of the Japa Retreat. So you can put all your treasures from Japa Retreat inside, or at least some treasures. You can keep some treasures for you if you are too shy to write. And another notebook says glorification of Vaishnavas. So what you can do, these books, notebooks will be here in the back. When you are in the temple room, you can take it, write down what you would like to write, or either inspiration from Japa retreat or glorification of the Vaishnavas, and please return it here. Don't go with it into the room, otherwise we will not find it later. So in this way we would like also to have some written memory on the things that happened here on Japa retreat. And as far as I can see, it was really like a family affair. So family can write something inside. Please. Okay. Hare Krishna.
All right. So I wish you a wonderful evening. Is there some prasadam for the devotees still? Like always. Yes. Like always. Good. Wonderful. Amazing. All right. So, Haribo.